Well, Brian, the president's science advisor calls this latest report an alarm bell.
I think that's right. I think this combined with the evidence that is being released over the course of the year from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is painting a stronger picture of the potential impacts of climate change in the future.
Yeah, I guess one of the main things about this report that jumps out at most people is that global warming was always something down the road. It was going to happen way down the line. But now with this report saying it's become increasingly disruptive across the nation this century and beyond, looks like some folks are warning that it's going to be here before we know it.
That's right. And I think the evidence is mounting that it's already underway. I mean, our atmospheric concentrations of CO2 are a good 40 to 50% higher than they were in pre-industrial ages. So that would suggest that the impacts would start to creep up, right? And I mean, I think the concerns are that farther out into the future, when we might see a doubling or an even tripling of our pre-industrial CO2 levels, that they get very extreme. And this report, in fact, does confirm that, as does the IPCC report I referred to earlier.
And also the report showing causes, or the proof that global warming is in existence, is that scarce water in drought areas, heavier downpours in wet areas, that's something we already see on a day-to-day basis.
That's right, yes. And so climate variability, of course, it's always been with us, so not every time the weather changes can we attribute it to these long-term trends in CO2
right.
and other greenhouse gas concentrations. But, you know, the frequency is going up, it has been going up, and the concern is that the variability of weather will be greatly exacerbated in the future as temperatures increase, which not only causes the atmosphere to be warmer, but it warms the ocean. And the ocean has a huge impact on the weather patterns that we see.
The White House hoping this report will help jumpstart efforts to curb heat-trapping gases. But as soon as this report is out, you have opponents like Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, who calls this just a cynical political agenda, again with the war on coal, saying legislation like this hurts the vulnerable.
Well, right. I mean, I don't expect that a scientific report is going to convince people who are already deeply skeptical and have, yeah, you know, strong economic and political interests for having different points of view to change their minds. I think a report like this sort of influences people in the middle who are, maybe have had reason to believe in the past that climate change is upon us or that it's worthy of concern, and they see this as more evidence that's piling up.
Brian Murray, Director of Economic Analysis at the Nicholas Institute for Environmental Policy Solutions at Duke University, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.